Locker Room Chats here for week two of high school football, KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman now joined by Troy head coach, that is Derek Jasper, after an impressive 28-22 win over Wabunsee in the season opener. We'll dive into that momentarily, but first our conversation with the coach brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Well, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Congrats on the win last Friday against Wabunsee, 28-22. We'll kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of it here in a second, but just the overall takeaway from your team's victory.
Well, it was a great victory to come out with a good Wabunsee team and, you know, opening the season at home. I thought it was important that we find a way to come out on top, and we did that. And you know, I thought we had control of the game, 20-6 going into the fourth quarter, but boy, we really got gassed and had people cramping up. And that's probably on me for not having our guys quite in shape, but you know, we're kind of playing our way into shape and sure didn't expect all that. We faced some adversity. And so that even made the win a little bit better that we had to come from behind after they took a lead late in the fourth quarter. So overall, a great win and a great start to our season.
Yeah, and just talk about the composure there. You mentioned 20-6. You guys go into the fourth quarter with a two-touchdown lead, but Wabunsee fires back with two unanswered scores of their own to take the lead. Just, and what's more impressive, it was week one. It might be different if it's a week four or five game, but right out the gate, your team having to face a little bit of adversity, and lo and behold, they're able to make the right plays down the stretch and get the win. Talk about the composure of the team.
Well, you know, and that's what we expect. You know, when you have nine seniors, you know, you don't expect any panic, even though Wabunsee got all that momentum in the fourth quarter. And we had kids on the field that we didn't expect to have on the field because of cramping. And, you know, Kemper Clary, our all-state O-line, D-line kid, had an ankle injury early in the third quarter, so we played the rest of the game without him. So another time where people had to come in and step up that maybe weren't planning on being on the field. So was really proud of them and really proud of our seniors that, you know, kind of held us together, even though Wabunsee had all that momentum. I think they had the ball back with 3:45 in that two-point lead. We got a big interception and then went down and scored with a minute 45 left to take the lead, and then had to kind of hold them again in kind of a prevent defense type form that we really, you know, weren't really prepared for that either. So a lot of things came up, and the kids handled it, and that's kind of what we would expect with the senior leadership we have.
Take us through that game-winning touchdown. It was your quarterback, Reagan Hartman, finding Bowden Bennett, you know, down and again having to get a score late to ultimately win the game. You know, kind of take us through your mindset. What were you seeing from maybe the Wabunsee defense that allowed you to get that play open up for Reagan to find Bowden for the game winner?
Hey, yeah, Wabunsee just matched up with our receivers and kind of a man coverage with a single safety that was free. And boy, that caught us off guard. Not very many teams play us man-to-man, and they haven't done that in like a decade because we usually have some really good guys, some really fast guys on the perimeter. But, boy, their D-backs did a good job most of the game of staying with our guys, and our guys didn't get much separation. And we had a mismatch or two here and there, and we kind of took advantage of those. Austin Grable had some big plays on that last drive as they might have maybe put their weakest guy on him since he was kind of not projected to be one of our strongest players, but I told you he was going to come up big when people were focusing on Jarrett Norris and Bowden Bennett too much, and he did. And then we moved Bowden to the other side once, got him free on that touchdown. It was just kind of a bubble screen, and we had some good blocks on the perimeter. We really, at that point, were in not as big a hurry. We still had a lot of time left, still had a timeout, so might have been one of those deals where maybe we even scored too quickly because then Wabunsee kind of got the ball back to midfield and threatened to win at the end also, but we staved off their drive. So a really great drive, something you wouldn't expect a first-year quarterback to manage as well as Reagan did, kind of a two-minute drill situation, and one of those, again, where we weren't maybe totally practiced and prepared for a two-minute situation. So excellent job by him, excellent job by our receivers, and our O-line stepped up there and gave him some time to throw on that final drive.
And finally, Coach, how about the defense forcing quite a few turnovers in that game? Just, you know, the game plan, it seemed like it was executed for the most part, but your defense being able to turn them over, obviously a big key.
Yeah, and our defense for the first three quarters, we only gave up the one deep passing play for the touchdown, and boy, they were really good. And then again, you know, they got us gassed in the fourth quarter and gave up some rushing yards and gave up a little more passing yards, but overall, man, to get like, I think we forced four fumbles and recovered four and got three interceptions. I mean, that's kind of surprising how the game ended up being so close. A credit to Wabunsee. they turned it over so much, and maybe we just didn't take advantage of all the turnovers that we got because we were plus five in the takeaway stat there. But really good by our defense to do that because we do want to force some turnovers, and they also held on some big fourth downs in the game also. So a good start for our defense for sure.
Troy head coach Derek Jasper joining us. Good start to the year, 1-0 start after a win over Abundsy. 28-22 last week. They'll go to Valley Falls on Friday for Game 2. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Troy head coach, that is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. 28-22, you knock out Wabunsee in week one. Now you set your sights to get another 1-0 finish this week as you go to Valley Falls, first road trip of the year, and you look at this Dragons team again, first time in a few years that they've actually been up to the 11-man ranks. Of course, they made that jump up here in 2022 from 8-man to 11-man. Tough go for them. They had the NEKL champs right out the gate in ACCHS. They fall their first game 44-6. How much do you know about this Dragons team playing an 11-man for the first time in quite a while?
Well, not a lot. I mean, we've looked at the ACCHS film, and boy, ACCHS looks strong. And you never know how much of that is ACCHS just being really good, or Valley Falls. I think we'll take a big step from week one to week two. An 11-man, that game last Friday night was our first 11-man game, like you said. I think they'll take a big step probably and probably figure some things out about themselves also. And I hope we also, do a lot of improvement from week one to week two. So it should be a great challenge for us, our first game on the road. I know it's their homecoming, so they'll be extra jacked up for that. They have a couple of great athletes that really jump at you off the film, and stuff that are two kids that are very dangerous, and their quarterback, I think Cervantes, and a receiver, Evans, is just lightning fast. And then they have some other good players. I think they're a little bit young on the line. I think they're starting some freshmen. Sounds like they got a really good freshman class. So be a big challenge for us. We won't have Kemper probably for this game either, so some of our younger linemen are going to have to step up, and hopefully we can avoid the cramping and some of the things that happened in week one.
Yeah, certainly Dylan Cervantes, despite their tough go against ACCHS, certainly one of the better quarterbacks in the Northeast Kansas League. Very athletic. How do you kind of bottle him up and keep him in check?
Yeah, we'd like to kind of keep him in the pocket because when he gets loose out of the pocket, then he, of course, has the ability to still throw the ball before he crosses the line of scrimmage and also could take off with it. So really a dangerous dual threat type kid when he gets out on the perimeter. So a challenge for our D-line to kind of keep him caged up, and then a challenge for our defensive backs to cover them well. And they've shown the ability to rush the football a little bit too. So our run defense has to stay solid like it was in week one and just basically stay assignment sound. And offensively, it looks like they do some of the same things Wabunsy did. So should be kind of the same kind of preparation for that. And we won't change a whole lot of who we are offensively. We did have 98 yards rushing in week one, so that was good for us. I mean, anytime we can get around 100 yards rushing to go along with our passing game and keep that balance, it's going to keep the defense on their heels a little bit.
Probably to be one of the keys for you on Friday, kind of keep Dylan in check. But outside of that, what will be some other keys to go 1-0 once again and get another victory?
Yeah, we need to eliminate some penalties. We were flagged a lot. Week one had a couple of holding penalties. I even cost us a couple of delay of game penalties, which I haven't done for a long time. But we were a little bit of a mess offensively. We lined up in the wrong formation a couple of times. So really just cleaning up what we do offensively with our and getting rid of some of those penalties. And also our defensive coordinator, Coach Herm, also said that we did some things, lined up some wrong ways defensively. So really just cleaning up some of those fundamentals. Alignment deals, getting rid of some of those penalties would really help us stay with the chains on offense and eliminate some of the mistakes we did make on defense.
That's Troy head coach Derek Jasper after a 28-22 win in week one against Wabunsee, getting set for a road trip to Valley Falls for their second game of the year on Friday. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.